American military experts will meet tomorrow with their African counterparts about how the U.S. might help coordinate a regional force for Liberia. The State Department was careful to say today that no decision has been made about U.S. involvement in the country. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the debate over American policy toward Liberia fits a pattern in the Bush administration.
Some Africa watchers, like Pauline Baker of the Fund for Peace, believe the Bush administration should have decided weeks ago on its role in a peacekeeping force for Liberia.
There was a window of opportunity there when there could have been a relatively smooth peacekeeping intervention. Right now, though, you're going into an ongoing conflict, which is the worst possible time to get in. So I think that dallying and not coming to grips with this has made the decision even tougher.
Baker believes both the rebels and President Charles Taylor have taken advantage of the slow decision-making process in Washington. The State Department insists there's been no delay in U.S. diplomatic activity, that the U.S. is working with the United Nations and West African countries to ensure the deployment of peacekeepers. But the bigger decision about the U.S. role is yet to be made. Moderates in the Bush administration speak of other unresolved foreign policy issues, how to deal with North Korea, Syria, and Iran. Flint Leverett of the Brookings Institution left the White House National Security Staff this year.
For example, on Iran, the administration has a choice to make. Either we are going to adopt a strategy that is predicated on a fairly timely change of regime in Iran, or else we need to get serious about engaging the Islamic Republic on the key strategic issues. We have to make that choice. And at this point, that choice isn't being made.
Instead, Leverett says administration officials only seem to agree on vaguely worded warnings, like President Bush's comments at a news conference in Crawford this week.
Today, Syria and Iran continue to harbor and assist terrorists. This behavior is completely unacceptable, and states that support terror will be held accountable.
How they will be held accountable remains to be seen. According to Bush administration insiders, the fault line in the administration lies between those who favor regime change and no negotiations with Syria, Iran, or North Korea, and those like Leverett, who advocate hard-nosed engagement. Leverett fears a policy paralysis worse than the debates in the Clinton administration.
The Clinton administration, when it was in office, was often criticized for a seemingly interminable policymaking process. But in the end, they had serious policy on those important issues of the day. What I worry about with this administration is that there are a number of very significant and important issues on the foreign policy agenda where internal disagreements are continuing to paralyze the decision-making process.
Publicly, Secretary of State Colin Powell has always played down the policy rifts. On North Korea, for instance, he told reporters this week that the U.S. does have a clear policy to bring together neighboring countries and pressure Pyongyang to verifiably give up its nuclear program.
We want a permanent solution this time that is irrevocable, and we have a very strong, sound policy that is gaining support from our friends in Asia who are most directly concerned.
And in a lengthy interview published in today's Washington Times, Powell outlined a foreign policy agenda that he says is broader than the administration is given credit for. He cited the latest forays into Middle East peacemaking and aid pledges for Africa. But Powell also admitted the U.S. didn't move as rapidly as he hoped in determining how it can help West African peacekeepers move into Liberia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.